Yes. So now that we've done this exercise of the trash can, we realize that we can add or we can solve that minimum problem that appeared clearly, you know, as a minimum problem. But it's really sure, you know, that how this is a great solution, this was something that can be ameliorated. Now, and of course, would have been if we could forecast it at the time of construction, would have been a completely different thing that I have now. I have now is very complex in a way, you know, so at the end, who knows? Probably it depends in terms of the, so this one, the idea of creating the place here seems the most logical one because it doesn't interfere too much. But on the other side, it's the most complex because you have to destroy something to create a whole. So probably the add-on technique is more logical, either that one or the other. And the third one is basically the idea to place on the street some well-done trash cans, basically. That's a variation. But then we start to look at things with a different eye. For example, then we start, okay, good, but probably look how some other details that surely are instead solved. There is one detail that is very important that has been wonderfully solved. Who can see it here? Or let's see some little detail that you think that are importantly solved. That the are, light eh? This one.
No, the big one.
This one. This.
The stairs. So if
this one. Or this one, the little one, this one.
No,
one.
The big one.
The big one,
it's
yes.
Not, it's not on the street, but it's on the wall of the stairs. So in that way, it liberates the lighting from the pedestrian space.
Are you sure?
The pedestrian space is very small. So,
you know. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's not, unfortunately. He just sit there. No, that is... That was a Google problem, no. It could have been you were logical in your thinking, and that is typical that they sometimes, I don't know if that one, it works like you said. It seems, because sometimes when you have Google, you have, no, it's not. It is logical what you said, but actually was not done, because, why? Because these are two different, power structure. One is the city and the other one is that. But if we go back here, there are so many interesting details. One is really typical, very important, that can change everything if it is done or not done. Let's see if you can see it, or you see others that would be interested. Window? What? No. I'm talking of little details that in some way forecast possible problems, like the trash can, but that has been already solved. I'm thinking positive terms, you know? You understand what I'm looking for? I mean, now, let's imagine. I'll do you an example. Look at these railings here. This is the typical thing, that if you don't forecast the problem before, then it will become a disaster. But if you forecast the problem before, then you come in an acceptable solution. It's the same thing of the trash can. The trash can, let's say, is the negative thing. Could have been done a better way to integrate the trash can, right? But this, instead, is a positive answer, because you know, of course, that at least in this culture, for these things, etc., as a security system, evidently, and also probably as a kind of, almost a kind of soft kind of decoration, because the two things are playing together in a way. The idea to create from the very beginning the security here was considered crucial. So that was done, has been designed in a way that is compatible with the architecture, and I think each and are all the same, which makes a big difference of the thing. Because imagine if they were all different, you know, one in black, the other one in brown, the other one in one way, the other one in the other, no? So this is the opposite case. It's something that has been solved, basically in advance, so it gives a positive solution. It's clearly that this, in a way, you know, will make also the more marketable in a way, because people are interested of at least a level of security. Look, another one similar. It is this the presence of this. This is an issue that is very interesting to have, both from an architectural detail and also as a way to address many issues simultaneously. Because of course, for all the reasons that we discussed in terms of architecture, was very important to have this strong element, as a strong chiaroscuro element, solid element. Everything that we were related in form making really is related to the fact that this is solid and is brick like the other thing in terms of its design. From the other point of view, of course, you may think that you could have done very much lighter, basically, in a way, but it's very important architecturally, this element. But one detail that is absolutely crucial that you understand, it is the height of this little wall. Because imagine if the height was here, probably architecturally would have been even better from his goal, because his goal was to have that. But what is the trade-off? You understand the trade-off? What means, what you gain on one side, you lose on the other. What do you lose on the other? What do you lose if I make this thing this high? What is the problem that I may get into? I get it, don't
walk.
No, you can walk. If I make the wall instead, if I will create a wall here, a brick wall, instead of these railings, I said, it would be great for architecture, it would be created, no problem. We'll create another problem. What is the other problem? Cost, no. You are right, 95% is cost, but not in this case, because basically you have already all the whole thing in action, and actually it costs more to do this than to have the bricks. So it's not cost. It's the light for the window. It's clearly the light of the for the window. So here the trade-off is really that this window, that is in a way is an important window, because you know in the organization, in this case has to be, because the house works in a way that has to be by thing, then would conflict with that. There is another detail that seems secondary, but is absolutely crucial, a little detail that is absolutely crucial in this way of thinking. Which one it could be? You look at this image. The light. No, just one. Let's focus on one. This element, the light. Why these elements are so important? Probably originally they were all the same, and probably this one was broken, probably, or something. But anyway, they were clearly all the same. Why this is so important?
For the light of stairs.
Yes? Yes? Also because if you imagine, it's not some only for the light of stairs as a technical thing. It's also for a symbolic thing. That you can imagine in the evening, all those elements, bam, 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 will create a rhythm. But the most important thing of all, is neither one nor the other, is the idea that the architect foresees this problem, and in fact, put the light already there. That means that all the wiring electrical system are already in place at the time of construction. Otherwise, what happened, it happened 95% of the cases. You see, oh my God, oh yes, you do everything, you finish, and then people discover that they want to have fences So one put one fence, the other put another fence, the other put another. Then they will discover afterwards that they need light. So one, there is one light, one the other one, another wire upside the boom, boom, boom. So you understand? So these little details that apparently are little, in reality are rather crucial, because it shows the whole attention of the designer, of the architect, for lots of things, you know? Okay. Then what characterizes really this? Then there is another aspect that I think is weak in this architecture, that is not solved well, at least in my opinion. And it is immediately clear that it is not solved well, because when something is not solved well, what happens? Exactly this. When a thing is not correct, people will change sooner or later. So here, in the creation of the image of this greenhouse is very important, because it's what creates, you know, otherwise you cannot have that effect, right? So the greenhouse there is very important, but actually the greenhouse, if we go and look at the plan later, is rather weak in terms of organization. So it doesn't really have a lot of sense in the plan. And there is clearly a problem with it. In fact, people have changed. You immediately see. This is the original one. No? This is the original one that is done with this design that is very important, because it's kind of a little cascade. And it is, you know, the setback was crucial from an architectural point of view, but it is evidently something that it didn't work. In fact, no, eh? No! No! Okay. I finished back there, but I have the shortcut, finally. So people change it, you see? And there is this typical balkanization. Finally, we found a balkanization process here in Philadelphia. Finally, we were thinking that there was not. There is a balkanization process even here. In fact, look, you know, of course they are not so extreme. In this case, the income is still quite good and high, considered to European standard, but it's not as high as the other one. So it's probably 40% less. So they're much poorer than the other, in a way, although for us are really high. It is very interesting. When we start to look at these things, it's rather interesting, because they are making an interpretation of architecture that, you know, I mean, this is not that bad at the end. This is another case. This is the original case, etc. No, this is another one. So they try to be rather compatible in a way, but surely there is something that doesn't work there. No? Because the residential architecture particularly is very difficult, because as soon as you do a mistake, something will happen. There is no possibility of... Okay. Con questo qua, no?
No, è
detto. Sì, vabbè. All'altro. Okay, and we turn this one. Okay. Okay, so we finished at one, correct?
We can have the lunch break of 1 hour.
Yes, we finish at one and then we start around two. Okay, two. So my idea is, try to follow, the most important part of the whole lectures will be this afternoon, where we really arrive to the center, okay? Now we'll see another example, and then in which we understand a little bit better this idea of the unit package. Okay? Then this afternoon, we really go in the center of the thing. So we really go into it. Okay? After lunch until the end of the day. Okay? And then I'll decide if to give instruction, let's say. Lenny and I will discuss about that, if we do it at the end or directly tomorrow morning, okay? But the real center will be this afternoon, okay? So don't drink, don't get over, because it's the real thing. So if some of your colleague is not here, you can call them and say, at least come this afternoon, my dear, so you understand something. Otherwise, you don't understand anything, okay? Okay, so let's move to this other chapter now. Hi, which is this one? Okay. You remember that we discussed with our friend Adri. No. Come si chiama? Come si chiama? Rashman? Com'è? Difficilissimo questo nome da dire. Dashnor, ecco, Poci, basta mi dici Poci. Poci, ma chi? With Mr. We will discuss with Dashnor Poci this issue of the unit package, you remember? We understood that they can have a lot of configuration. Now, the configuration, of course, I said, of course, yes, we can do a little bit, but they are, in that particular case, obliged because of the street. So the street was an organization in some way, since they have to sit here, in that area here, basically, boom, 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 these are the units, they created that configuration. So we can move just a little bit, and at the end was not worthwhile, neither detach, neither move, you know, so they are all straight like that. But the question is, if the real question is, if instead of having a strict situation, you know, like, okay, this is our possible area, is a strict situation, I have a not strict situation. I mean, an area that is not necessarily organized along a street, but is a space. It is a space. Then, these 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8 units, how they can be organized? How can they be organized? Units. Yes.
Not good at
that. How can they be organized?
Together.
In an output way. How do we do it? Adesso io faccio una cosa. Adesso prendiamo della carta, ok? Loro lo fanno adesso e ognuno si fa la configurazione, poi noi lo facciamo fare così, capito? Cominciamo a allenare così. Ok, now, what do we do? Poci, look. What is the idea? Come here to me. No, we have this, okay? Okay. We have paper enough, no?
Yes.
We have paper enough. Perché dobbiamo tagliare. Avere il cartoncino sarebbe meglio, ma ti dipingi non ce ne serve. Vabbè, okay. Now, let's put the 80 units there.
Okay. So, same level or different level?
Then,
un piano, per esempio,
no, each one we know can be 1, 2, 3, or 4 floors. That matter. We are making an implant. So let's put an implant there. Yeah, we are 8. We are only 8.
Only 8?
Yeah.
So, we, for example, 4 here. And 4 in the front.
No! That's
the level of product.
No! It's already a mistake. Like before. This is how it works. Exactly with this problem.
So.
No. No!
Un altro, professore. Un piano più
alto. No, 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 absolutely not. It's a country. So, we got that, and we have these 80 units, right? How we put them?
Allora ci mettiamo uno per uno da tutto il
mondo.
No. Oddio, è arrivato l'ultimo.
You draw it wrong.
E qua troviamo un cortile.
Yeah, okay, you draw it wrong, but it's not as bad no as before. It's not a big no, it's a little bit less. In fact, you had suggestion how to do it. But it's okay. Let's follow. This is our site, okay? This is the sidewalk.
No.
The problem along here is around the street, okay?
Okay.
This is a car, this is a tree.
We have the big street only this
side. That doesn't really matter. Now, book number one, unit number one.
So, unit number one, we do here.
Put it. No!
Yeah.
Why?
No,
absolutely not. Why?
Però un po' ci dobbiamo discutere.
Allora, dai, let's have another person. Let's call an assistant. Okay. Assistant to Mr. Poshi, Dea. Vieni, Dea, come. Put it.
Okay.
Why George was low in this book yet? Now put it good one good view. You made a conceptual error with facilitate. You wanted to do two lines instead of four lines. So, what an economical reason. But it's a substantial thing. It's substantial. They are independent. If you start thinking that they are not, you don't understand the process. They are independent. Okay? For example. Okay.
I want to make.
Okay, now, okay, now we can make it. Or, let's make another, let's imagine that these units are a little bit less like in the reality. They are not square, but they are a little bit more elongated. Okay, so A is not A, okay? Okay, now let's see what may happen. Okay. Okay. All right. Good. Oh, good. Okay. Okay. How many of these configurations we can have? Many. Infinity. Basically, infinity. Why one is better than the other? There are many reasons. To be many reasons why one is better than the other. Context, exposition to the sun, spaces, etc.
Function height.
Etc. Like there are many reasons why one is better than the other. Just aesthetic situation. Okay. Now, I need that somebody will have a substantial variation to this one. You understand? Like when you have a new idea. Okay, now with this system, okay, like she did, what she did, I want to have a substantial conceptual variation. An idea. Who? Foshi. Which could be an idea?
A difference, how to.
Which is not just a configuration, it's not really an idea, different idea.
My idea is to be on the block. So,
for example, one idea, it could be to be a block. So you say, okay, it's like that, but they are continuously attached. This is what you're saying. They are attached to each other, and I can build a block, right? In some way. I add others, I'll build a block, right? So they can be attached.
You may go then.
Then you say, okay, then what it can come? Can come many ideas. We can start, okay, to attach some and attach the other. But what one very, very important idea is that these are
independent,
we knew that, and it's long, if we knew that, and they are. And what is that? The very simple idea that can be had immense consequences that nobody thought so far. Oh, yeah. What can change?
Position.
Yes, and not only the position. Yes, this time changing the position. But what is this revolution of thinking that may happen?
Study.
Do it another movement. Okay. Yes,
exactly.
Go for 300 years and then suddenly you have an idea. Let's see, do it in the other. After 300 years of this, you suddenly, one morning, you wake up and you say, yes, I'll do it differently today. How? So continue. You took out of the letter, you don't. Okay, go, let's see if you understood them. Okay, go, continue. Bow. Incredible! I can turn then! After 300 years of this, moving up, down, up, down. But originally I was thinking they could be only like this. They can be like this. They can be bone. And if they can be bone, they can be attached like this or like that. Perpendicular. If they are attached to perpendicular, it brings...
Who's the good word? I can see the word.
If they are attached to perpendicular, what happens? Immense, incredible things happen. So far, we've seen that this thing, basically, when we were doing like this, right? Basically, it's always sometimes...
The facade is longer, the perimeter.
Or in some way, was always...
two faces, one the front face and one the side face.
Yes, or saying differently...
The perimeter changed.
Hmm? We have a crystallized organization. Let me say. You have basically, when you have only one thing, you have a crystallized linear organization, front back. And instead, if you have, and then, so these are like this, or they are attached like that, right? Or variation of this, the same thing. Okay. It's the variation of the same thing, right? It's a kind of script organization. And instead, if I do this as a minimum module, what type of organization I have? In principle. If that is a kind of strict organization.
Kind of closed.
Yes, but what is the name?
Cortia.
I have a kind of piazza organization. Called cluster. It's called in. So this is a kind of strict family. Let's say, because it's linear. Not the part with the one of your arm. This part has the letter speaking in the body.
It's the family.
This family. This is a cluster. This instead is a cluster organization. It's a kind of mini piazza. You understand? And so this means, of course, that you can start to create things in a much interesting way because you are bidirectionality. Okay?
May we sit?
No.
Like
the one with the okay. Now you do it. I'll make the game for you. So you start thinking in architectural terms. Okay, good. Now, before doing this exercise, that will be rather interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So here we see, we start to see in this case a family of housing packages, right? Because what we saw now is in kind of the minimum case, right? We saw the Lombard condos, that situation organized in a row system that was very simple at the end. But here we start to see basically what? What he says in this drawing, I think it is, I haven't seen it for a long time. Okay. I think it is, probably these are different units, no? These are different units. These are probably different way to access, it seems to me. Yes, I think so, yes. So yellow means directly from the street, I think. And these are a combination. Anyway, we start to understand that we can arrive to different family of unit packages. So each one of these is composed by two or three or four units, we don't know, no? And they are creating this unit package. Of course, we don't go to this level of sophistication, but you start to understand what is the principle. Why you do this? You do this, okay, and then here we can see some game of that, right? You understand the process, basically. And here you can start to see some configuration, right, of them. So you start to play with them. And this can be done exactly from the principle that we've seen today before, because they are independent. And here we see one case of instead a low income substitute housing. This is done in New Haven in a rather poor environment, and so you immediately see that the material and the aspect and the thing is not that one of society, you see the materials, etc. But the action, the methodology is something that I've been showing you before in these cases. Okay? Here's another picture. Just to tell you exactly what is my point, that it's not that because we saw in Philadelphia kind of higher income, we cannot apply many of these principles in another situation. Not because we've seen brick and aluminium windows, we can do it in a much cheaper informal material. But some of the principles are the same. No? That's why I think it is important to see this. Let me show it here, probably a little bit better. Okay. Okay. Resolution is a little bit better. Okay. Again, here is the same approach, right? It's the same thing. So now we don't go. We understand what it is, the idea behind. So if we are interested, we have the book, we have the thing, we start looking at these things, because we understand now what is the principle. So these are clearly a unique package organized like that, they can do different things, etc. This, again, same kind of thinking, no? Same kind of thinking. And in this case, they are organized almost not in a city grid type of organization, but more in a kind of a country type of situation. You see how different it is, you know? Here, the boundaries are not boundaries that are given by a street situation, you know? It's more open. But again, you know, we understand all that principle there. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. How many of you has a camera of some type in the phone or anywhere has a camera situation that you can take pictures? How many? 80%, almost all. He doesn't have, he can ask a person, okay? I want you to at least three configurations you play with. So the first thing, you have a green piece of paper, right? In this green piece of paper, you draw this, basically, in the shape that you want, okay? So, it can be a little larger, a little smaller. Okay. If you don't want, doesn't matter, you can create some conditions that you think are interesting. Where is the sun, for example, if you are interested. Or any type of condition, but very simple, okay? Then, you take a blue one, and I'm trying to do it as simple as possible. Okay, you do this. You Okay. And then, okay. No. Okay. From the vertical, otherwise you know. Has to be from the vertical, otherwise we become too. Two square. In order not to be two, because we don't want to have two square. Okay? Do something real fast. Così, e così. Alright? Anyway, we want something rather a little bit elongated. Okay? More or less. Variation of that. We end up with a certain number of pieces. And then we start to play. Okay? And we see how many we can put. For example, we do at least three configurations and we decide, okay? What can be the trade, the drawback, or what can be the situation, whatever you want, okay? That makes some sense. Then you get a picture. Tap, 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 three. And there are, but whatever you imagine that makes sense. So it's a kind of start thinking yourself on this. Okay? So when we have that, you have in the camera, and then we discuss of some of them. Okay? In the second, at the beginning of the second part. And of course, when we do the real design, we do it much more to an higher level. This is just the beginning. Okay? So we may have variation. The important thing of this is that we can start to understand what is the key thing of all this. That is a manipulation process. It's something that you manipulate. That is the idea that has to come. So you are moving things in order to achieve certain goals. And also the number, you start to think that the number will be a relation with the density, etc. So I think it's a very interesting exercise. So the green is the base. This we see each other are two. No, the green is the base, and that's it. You can numerate the units. That would be a good idea, to write 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Because it starts to work. And I think it would be very, very good. So this is not organized like that, but you can play with that. This is a very good exercise. And you see that the exercise are 2:15, but in time. Makes sense? Now, if it doesn't make sense, we say we see at 5 o'clock and I come at 5 o'clock. But if we decide an hour, I want to have that hour. Is 2:15 too early? Too late? You want to meet later? But we have to agree and that's it. 50 minutes past 2, makes sense?
So you have 45 minutes for the exercise and 1 hour of lunch break?
Yeah, more or less. It is okay, it seems to be okay. It's 1 hour. So at 2:15 sharp, we are here. Because otherwise we cannot get it out. Okay? With the exercise ready, with the pieces ready. Okay, yes.
A two wall, is that a way that you have to
not that crucial.